It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We know D-Hop is coming off his best game as a Chief. He was incredible on Monday night with eight catches, over 80 yards, and the two touchdowns. And now there's starting to be, I think, a conversation. Like, wait a second, why have we not discussed his long-term future in Kansas City? The same way that the minute the Chiefs got Hollywood Brown on a one-year, what, $10 million contract?
Yep.
And I know he hasn't played this year. The minute that happened, we're like, man, you know, if he goes and has a decent season, would he be someone that they try to bring back? They still need wide receiver help. Does that apply to you for D-Hop? He's older.
I'll be honest. Why are we wasting our time talking about a one-year deal for Hollywood Brown if a one-year deal for DeAndre Hopkins is on the table? Do I have to give you hard numbers, or can we all just accept who has had the far better career as a wide receiver between the two? Hollywood Brown has singular A, 1,000-yard season, and it was good for like 1,002 or something, barely into the 1,000-yard season mark. And so if you're asking me who of those players I would rather have back on a one-year deal, well, the answer is DeAndre Hopkins. It also seems like, I'll be honest, that would be easier to accomplish. Hollywood Brown is still a young player who could sign a multi-year deal, who will have a lot of suitors. The one-year deal of DeAndre Hopkins, great. I don't care about his age if it's 1 year. There's no risk in it if it's 1 year. I'm not giving him a three-year, four-year contract. And because, you know, Rashee will be coming back from a major injury, Xavier Worthy will still only be in year two, there is no guarantee of Hollywood being back or Justin Watson being back or McCole being back,
yeah,
or Sky Moore being back or any of these other guys. They're going to need people in that room. So a one-year deal for DeAndre Hopkins, far more interested, by the way, significantly more interested than one for Hollywood Brown if you gave me the choice.
So I think it's way too early to make that determination. Like, I hear you. I mean, certainly if he's doing anything near what he just did on Monday night, then I think most people will say, yeah, find a way to bring him back. Let's just see how the rest of this one plays out. That includes, like, let's hope he stays healthy himself the rest of the way. But if the relationship is what it looks like it's going to be between Mahomes and Hopkins, their chemistry and how quickly they're mm-hmm. already kind of linking up and all that, if that continues all regular season, and certainly if it results in a Super Bowl, then I think it would be a really interesting conversation to have. If you're DeAndre Hopkins, why would you be more interested in taking less money this go around than you were clearly when you took the money and you went to Tennessee?
I think it's easier because he got his final payday.
But I don't.
Like, he got his final big payday. I don't think there's some other like 3 years at $20 million a year coming for him, do you?
No, but I also think it depends on what's that production look like. And it would still go against, even on a one-year deal, what the Chiefs have typically done for signing a player. How often do they sign a player that'll be at that next year, what, 33 years old? Not, mm-hmm. I mean, they're very few. I don't even know how many guys above 33 they have on the roster. Travis Kelce and who else? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's not many guys, period, that I can think of off the top of my head that are that age to begin with on their roster. So it just kind of go against.
Very few, but again, it's 1 year.
Is Tooney even 33 yet? I'm not sure.
No, but also, they already bucked that trend for him. Right?
Yeah,
does that make sense? Like,
yes, but it's not a full
trend for him.
Yeah, but it's a trade midseason, and they're barely paying him any money. I hear you. I think it's so dependent on just what's the production. I mean, if D-Hop ends up, Cody, with 700, 800 yards with Mahomes, and it's an unstoppable combination throughout the playoffs, then yeah, the age thing probably doesn't matter. But I just think it's premature to be like definitively they need to bring him back next year. It's been two games in a Chiefs uniform. I'm also not closing the door on Hollywood Brown. You said it might be tougher because he's younger, but if he ends up only playing in two games this year, then what does Hollywood Brown have to go out on the open market and get? Like, I think there's a chance
there's not a big market for him
both are in play.
I think there'll be a market for him and more teams because of the same thing you just mentioned with Hopkins. You know, like, so that rides into the same line of thinking, but also, like, I just, given the thing, right? They're both, let's just say they're both in the same market.
Yeah.
A 1 year deal for a set amount of money. Maybe Hollywood's $5 million less because of the overall production we just discussed. I'd rather have DeAndre. I know you're going to be like, how could you say that? You saw exactly one pass to Hollywood Brown in a preseason game that was actually a successful first down catch. And I've seen exactly two games of DeAndre Hopkins. I've seen enough. Like, I know that sounds silly, but there was always a peek to what Hollywood Brown would be in this offense. And look, some of this is probably just coming from what my personal thought of the ceiling was of Hollywood Brown in this offense anyway. And I don't think it was what I've already seen the ceiling look like in an individual game for DeAndre Hopkins. I didn't think at any point Hollywood Brown was going to have 8 for 90 for two scores. Like, that wasn't who I thought he was going to be. I thought he was a nice addition to the offense, but I didn't think he was going to be that. Plus, the idea of a one-year offense, let's say you win the Super Bowl or you don't, you're trying to get back to the game or not,
mm-hmm.
A one-year offense with a coming back Rashee Rice, DeAndre Hopkins, Isaiah Pacheco, maybe one more year of Travis Kelce. That's an offense could be top five in the league again, which it's been a few years since we've witnessed that.
No, I'd be interested, but let's see what the production's going to look like the rest of the way. I mean, it's one game. I don't think it's just going to fall off a cliff, but let's see if he's healthy. All of that, it's still early November, and all of a sudden after two games, be like, I automatically want him back. Now, if he has the production that he's pacing for now in the Chiefs uniform and things like that, then yeah, it's going to be hard to find anybody that wouldn't want him back. But he will be just as much part of that conversation as Hollywood Brown. I'll give you that. I think that'll be pretty clear as far as what his future could hold, given that Rashee Rice next year is probably getting suspended. So we're talking about having him till maybe,
October,
November or something, possibly.
Yeah, and then what? And then you're going to go back to Xavier Worthy as the one? Maybe if he continues to develop, right? Or is it the guy you take in the first or the second round this year? Is it like, because if they're going to have to dip into the free agency market, no offense, but this already works. Like, I know that you can just be like, well, you can wait. Yeah, of course they can wait. Obviously, they're not going to try to sign him to an extension today. That's crazy. But what I'm saying is we spent a lot of time talking about, well, the one bright side to Hollywood Brown going down is there's a chance you just be able to run this back again next year.
Yep.
Where he is the safety net to the receiver room inside of that. And what I'm telling you is, why not? If you're going to do that, DeAndre Hopkins is a way better safety net. Yeah, better safety net.
Don't disagree. Again, the one pushback would be, if I'm playing the other side, would be, well, how often do the Chiefs sign 34-year-old, 33-year-old free agents?
Maybe never.
Text lines, you know, someone on the text line, 913-586-7965, said they do re-sign Hall of Famers. Sure, usually homegrown Hall of Famers, though.
Yeah, Chris Jones, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce.
Homegrown guys.
They have technically given Travis Kelce even more money for like a billion times.
Yeah.
Homegrown, and he's an all-time player. Look,
I think Diopol ended up being a Hall of Famer, but it's on the fence. We know Travis and Chris and Patrick are all Hall of Famers. Already.
I think we wouldn't even question with DeAndre Hopkins if he had the Super Bowl ring. That's what's.
I think that'll put him over. Yes, the knock on him right now has been he had the 1 year of the PED stuff. Say what you will about it, it's there.
It always knocks.
And then the injury. He missed, I think, a full season 21 or 20 due to an injury.
But that's 14,000 career receiving yards. But there are people who have those numbers who aren't in the Hall of Fame. So it's not, I think, Drew, I think we were like looking it up. You were talking about like AJ Green, and we're looking up like the 2024 like potential class for Hall of Famers. And there's some people in there that I'm like, man, they had a lot of yards in their career. Because someone was once again recently to me trying to make the Julian Edelman argument. I'm like, do you know how many good NFL, do you know how many great NFL wide receivers are not in the Hall of Fame? Get Julian Edelman's name out of this.
I think Wes Welker would be a Hall of Famer before Julian Edelman.
Andre Johnson isn't in the Hall of Fame. Like, I'm not entertaining Julian Edelman.
If DeAndre Hopkins plays another, let's call it 3 years, and he's averaging 800 yards, we'll even say, which is below his career average, but let's say he's averaging 800, and he has a ring.
He's in.
You start looking at some of the numbers, the ring's a huge part of this equation. Fair or not, it's just we know that's the reality sometimes with If you're on the fence in the committee's eyes, I don't know if it'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer. That's a different conversation too. But DeAndre Hopkins one day to me will be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know when that'll be. He's also still got multiple years ahead of him in the NFL. If he stays healthy, there's no reason to believe he's hanging it up anytime soon.
Just, you know, Andre Johnson, who has nearly identical career numbers that DeAndre Hopkins, is on his fifth trip trying to get in, and he's still not.
No ring though, right?
So, no ring, right. And never played any for, he's, never really played for any Johnson competitive
just,
teams.
I was going to say, I wanted to double check before I called. I was going to say, I didn't want to mention unless I confirmed it, but yeah, Cody, he got in August.
Okay, but it took a few trips. It was definitely not first ballot, so okay, good. Well, look, I'm not saying he's definitely not deserving of it.
Just like him, I think it could take a few tries, but he'll end up getting in there. So the fact is, the reason why we're having this conversation is because DeAndre Hopkins looked great. And
it was a lot of fun.
He looked different than any other receiver they've had since Tyreek Hill in terms of just going and catching the football. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.